you to kind of think where you've come?
Not too much. I think we're staying pretty busy. It'll be nice to go back to Florida nice and hot. My folks will be there, so it'll be cool. But we got a lot of work to do.
Trevor, you don't seem like a very excitable guy. Did the award excite you at all?
No, it's a great honor, no doubt, but I think it's more of a testament to what we did as an offense and the team. Two guys outside obviously played really well. Everybody up front, I think Mike Schofield played almost every position on the offensive line. So a lot of guys stepped up and made some big plays for us.
Game ball mean more because you look at your teammates' reaction. Guys on defense, Corsairs, they're all just going crazy for you. So.
Yeah, it was a cool locker room. It was cool to share that with everybody. It was special.
Have you had a lot of ticket requests?
No, I think my brother's handling like a ticket, so thankful for that for sure.
Was it just the confidence in the offense that allowed you, like with Demaryius, to say we're going to make this play and that you move CJ over in protection? Is that just from practice that it you feel comfortable, or how do you get to that point as a young guy where you're like, you know what, I got a call?
Yeah, that's prep all during the week. That's everybody being on the same page and going through those reps. And third downs, which we've been pretty successful at so far. So hopefully we can keep doing some good things there and keep it going.
Are you Jameis was the first guy taken in your draft, and you were the last guy. Are you a chip on the shoulder type of guy, or get anything out of that with all those quarterbacks that
I have a lot of respect for Jameis. Marcus, those guys. Getting thrown into that position right away, and they've had such success right away. I think that's pretty special, and those guys are doing really well. I'm happy for them.
But the football uniform not necessarily made for hot weather, but you liked the hot weather growing up.
Yeah. I mean, I'm from Florida, so there's pretty hot summers down there. When I go back now, though, in the summer, it's a little different story. But that's something I think we've been pretty well our last couple of games. And the temperature has been over 80, I think the stat was. But
And one more. Northwestern, did you have colder choices you could have made for college?
Or? Right, yeah, it doesn't get much colder. We didn't play in a lot of warm games there, maybe one or two at the beginning of the year.
Gary says that you absorb playbook pretty quickly. Is that something you learned from Peyton because he absorbs quickly, or is that something you've always been like that?
I think it's just Coach Knapp doing a good job with the install in the morning, and really, really driving it home for us. And Austin and Paxton, everybody's been doing their part and helping each other out. But Knapper's doing a good job giving us everything in the morning and getting us ready.
There's a lot of guys that go looking for like negative stuff to motivate them. It doesn't seem like that's something that you do. What motivates you?
I don't know. I just want to be the best teammate I can and be the best teammate for my team and do whatever I can in my part to help the Broncos win.
Can you give us two or three things that do excite you? What gets you going?
Winning football games, for sure. Food, mustards.
Movies?
No, yeah, I mean.
Dating?
Yeah.
Easy
now. I don't know. Where's this going? Yeah. I like baseball. I like watching. There's been some good baseball on, so.
Trevor, when you won this job in camp, there may have been kind of a perception that you were maybe a bridge quarterback, that you weren't a guy from a lot of people on the outside said, well, that's not a guy who's going to be in that job a long time. 4 weeks in now, can you see yourself having this job for a long time?
Yeah, I'm not looking too far ahead or behind me at all. I'm really, really focused on taking it week by week, and I think that's the strength of our team is one day at a time hammering away and just trying to improve.
Do you think the toughness of that competition did help you? If you didn't have Mark and Paxton with you right there, progressed you probably farther than you would be.
Absolutely. Maybe. I think competition makes everybody better. So not just in the quarterback room, but we had competition all over the place. So I think that's crucial to improving.
You mentioned what Coach Knapp has done for you, but how has Gary Kubiak helped you, and what kind of advice has he given you that's helped you get to this point?
Yeah, ton of stuff. I mean, he's in the back of practice, and he'll say, shout one or two things down at me, and usually I got to say, what? Trying to hear him, but Coop's helped me along, and Rico's helped me along, and I'm just trying to take coaching and move along the best I can.
Trevor, if you look at your passing chart, a lot of your completions are on the left side of the field. Is that a bit unusual for a right-handed quarterback to favor the left side so much, and do you think defenses try to take that away?
I didn't even know that, to be honest with you. I think that's just how it's played out. I think it's, you know, early in the season. We'll get some balls to the right side of the field for you.
You're getting some publicity. A lot of the came from nowhere, who is Trevor Siemian type story angles. Have you heard it? What do you think of it?
You know, I haven't heard it or paid too much attention to it. You know, just staying pretty focused here. Got our hands full and just trying to go 1-0 this week.
Where'd the game ball go?
It's still here, actually. Still in the locker, so, yeah.
You had the completion of Devontae rolling right, and you used several pump fakes. How much is that something you focus on, kind of trying to use the pump fake to open up passing lanes?
Yeah, I think that's just something you have a feel for, and, you know, just kind of keeping guys off balance and trying to make something happen. I think that's a feel thing, and I think Devontae did a heck of a job getting open on that play, and that was a big play for us because I think we were first and 20 on that play. So Devontae did a heck of a job getting open and making a play.
Charlie, the more games you play, the more defenses are going to pick up on your tendencies. Is that something that you're cognizant of, that you pay attention to, saying, hey, I'm doing this, and maybe giving things away?
Yeah, I don't know if it's so much about me, but offensive tendencies you definitely take note of, and you just try to figure out as best you can how teams are preparing for you and what they're trying to take away. So I think that just applies for the whole group, to be honest with you.
Did you ever go over to Tampa and watch the Bucs play when you were growing up?
I did not. When I was being recruited, I saw Northwestern playing the Outback Bowl. That was my only time going to that stadium.
How does having two guys like Demaryius and Emmanuel help you just as a kind of a first-year quarterback?
Yeah, it's a safety blanket for me. You know, those two guys, they're gonna make plays, and they're going to get open for us. So, you know, very, very comfortable with those guys, and then they provided, you know, tremendous leadership as well. So helped me out, helped the whole offense out, and they're great teammates.
You talked about pump picks. I think there was a play where you're looking for DT on a screen. It was kind of similar to where you had thrown picks before. You end up didn't throw it. Is that something you're thinking of, like, hey, I've made this mistake before, and I can, you know, right, just eat this one?
Yeah, I'm figuring that out. But, yeah, it's probably, you know, it's a sore subject, sore wounds there. But yeah, I'm just learning and trying to get better, you know, every step of the way.
Okay, thanks, Trevor.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thanks, guys.